Moose calving season is underway, and hikers are encouraged to exercise caution and awareness when walking in nature. Moose are very protective of their young and can become aggressive if they perceive a threat. A couple and their dog had an encounter with a moose and its calf on Wednesday morning with deadly consequences for the parent moose. The encounter happened in Nederland near the West Magnolia Trailhead, where the moose ended up charging them and knocking them down. The Boulder Daily Camera reports the man sustained serious injuries while the woman and their dog only had minor injuries. Shortly after, Boulder County Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene. After multiple attempts to scare the animal away with beanbag shots, it returned to the trailhead where it was fatally shot by a Boulder Sheriff's deputy. Also this week, a moose yearling wandered through Boulder along the creek and creekside bikeway. It is believed to be the same moose yearling sighted in Erie and eventually tranquilized and captured yesterday in Thornton. If your car gets towed in Colorado, you no longer have to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to get it back, according to a new bill that Governor Jared Polis signed into law Tuesday. The new law creates a new towing bill of rights that requires towing companies to return your car if you pay at least 15% of the fees capped at $60, according to the Denver Post. The new law also puts a slew of new requirements on towing companies, forbidding predatory practices like removing a car without notice from an apartment or a mobile home parking lot, or towing a car for expired license plate tags. A group of workers at the Starbucks location at 4465 Centennial Boulevard near Garden of the Gods voted 12-4 in support of unionizing. The store has become the sixth Starbucks in the entire state of Colorado to unionize, and one of over 200 Starbucks across the country that have elected representation from the Workers United International Union. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland yesterday issued an order to reduce and phase out single-use plastic materials on public lands. This includes food containers, beverage containers, bottles, straws, cups, cutlery, and disposable plastic bags. The order also entails that the Interior Department aids in finding, producing, and distributing alternative materials that are considered to be non-hazardous. According to the U.S. Department of the Interior, less than 10% of the plastic ever produced has been recycled. The primary goal of the order is to phase out these materials by 2032 in favor of materials that are better for the environment. This order works in unison with President Biden's Executive Order 14057. The order pushes for the federal agencies to reduce waste and support different markets for recycled or alternative materials. 39 of Colorado's local government members and Colorado Community for Climate Actions, or CC4CA, expressed disappointment yesterday over Governor Jared Polis' veto of Bill HB221218. The bill would have required the outfitting of large-scale commercial developments with parking spaces and charging stations for electric vehicles. The president of the CC4CA and the Clear Creek County Commissioner, George Marlin, spoke about his disappointment and his optimism in a press release when he stated, quote, "Although the veto is a disappointment, the legislature adopted a wide range of important climate and energy bills that will reduce pollution, protect Colorado's quality of life, and save money for Coloradans and Colorado businesses." The Forest Service is asking the public to review their plans to make forests across the St. Rain Valley more resilient to wildfire. According to the press release, officials from the Roosevelt National Forest Ranger District are looking for any suggested modifications, corrections to the research, missing information, and even new proposals. The district has published documents with scientific research, maps, and outlines to help different fire districts, agencies, towns, and community representatives to collaborate in their efforts. The public has until July 8th to share their thoughts on the plan to improve forest ecosystems, water quality, and overall benefit to the community. Expect sunny weather throughout the Front Range today, as temperatures will be high and there will be almost no wind. In Boulder, a high of 87 and a low of 57. In Denver, a high of 87 and a low of 59. In Fort Collins, a high of 88 and a low of 55. Outside the Boulder studio, it's currently 55 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.